Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to all of you. My name is Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. At least we hope this will be a good moment for you to pause and think about some of the more important things in life. Here we are looking at our nation at 250 years. Let us talk about that singular greatness of this nation of which we are a part. Walter Isaacson wrote a little book recently called The Greatest Sentence Ever Written. Please listen to him. From this book, I quote, "We hold these truths to be sacred? Sacred? No, this doesn't sound right, but that's how Thomas Jefferson wrote it in his first draft. Benjamin Franklin, who was on the 5-person drafting committee with Jefferson, crossed out sacred using the heavy backslash marks he had often used as a printer, and he wrote in self-evident. The declaration they were writing was intended to herald a new type of nation, one in which our rights are based on reason, not the dictates or dogma of religion. But then the sentence involves the Creator. In Jefferson's first draft, he wrote that men are created equal, and from that equal creation, they derive rights. That phrase is crossed out, this time with a different pen, and replaced with endowed by their Creator with rights. Thus we see in the editing of the second sentence of the Declaration of Independence, our founders balancing the role of the divine providence and that of reason in determining our rights. It became the greatest sentence ever crafted by human hand. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." On this 250th birthday of our nation, each of its words and concepts bear scrutiny and appreciation and celebration. I am Richard Wing. This is 3 Good Minutes. I am here wishing you all the very best.